You're listening to Stateside on Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham, sitting in for Cynthia Canty. It's been written, you will know them by their fruits. And what some congregations of faith are harvesting these days is energy, saving energy, producing energy from the sun, from the wind. Joining me right now is Julie Lyon Brickers. She's the executive director of Michigan Interfaith Power and Light. So I've heard that some Christians and other faiths have been looking at this as stewardship of the earth. How did Michigan Interfaith Power and Light get started?
Well, it was founded by Reverend Charles Morris, a Catholic priest out of Wyandotte, Michigan at the time in 2002. And he recognized that there was a disconnect between some of his clergy teachings and a lack of interest and recognition of how we are treating the earth in terms of energy efficiency and renewable technologies and clean energy and social justice. So in 2002, Michigan IPL was born, and it was the third state in the country to take an IPL. Now there are 40 states who participate in this national movement of combining faith and environmental stewardship.
I want to get into the philosophy behind this, but first, what actually do you do?
We help with energy efficiency in houses of worship, so the actual technical upgrades and so forth. We also do energy education for congregations to help congregants understand energy efficiency and sustainability so that they can implement those in their house of worship, but also take it home and implement those ideas in their own residence.
I can imagine with some of these, you know, cavernous buildings, that might be a real cost savings for them on their electric bill and their gas bill.
It certainly is, and that is one of our main goals, to help the congregations tighten up their actual facility building so that the money that they save can be used for more important things, you know, support of community activities that they do and their mission statements and so forth.
Now, among some conservative Christian congregations, denying climate change is kind of standard. And sometimes see environmentalists as tree huggers who worship nature more than God. There is this divide among Christians. How do you deal with that when you're going to them and greening the church?
Well, the way that we approach our work is that it's energy efficiency, and really energy efficiency spans all denominations. The ability to not be wasteful, you know, has nothing to do with one side or the other, left or right. And so we often approach, you know, the entrance into different denominations and houses of worship when they become our congregation members, just with the idea that we can help them save money. And in turn, that helps them become better stewards. And so often we don't even get into a whole lot of debate about climate change and who's doing what.
I was reading in The Observer where one pastor was commenting that their wind turbine is like their steeple. Apparently some congregations are really embracing this.
That's correct. Different denominations are moving forward in such a way that the stewardship aspect overrides the energy efficiency and money savings. So you know, we see both sides of the coin there. But really, we haven't had a whole lot of trouble helping many denominations, conservative and liberal, embrace the idea of moving forward with energy efficiency or renewable technologies.
How many different congregations have you been able to help so far?
Since our beginning, we have probably helped more than 350 move forward with free energy assessments and energy education. Currently, we have about 195 congregational members across the state of all types of denominations. So we're thrilled.
And with thousands of houses of worship of one sort or another, I imagine you still have plenty to do.
Oh, we sure do. We're looking forward to exponential growth. And in Michigan, there are about 11,000 facilities who call themselves houses of worship in the IRS tax-exempt status. So we do have a ways to go, but we think that this grassroots movement can really move forward once we get a hold here.
So you're making a special effort in Detroit. Tell me about that.
Okay, we're just finishing up an energy efficiency pilot program in Detroit with 48 houses of worship. It was a partnership with DTE, and the numbers coming out are saving about 14% on their energy bills project-wide.
All right. You've been listening to Julie Lyon Brickers. She's the executive director of Michigan Interfaith Power and Light. Good luck with your work.
Thank you very much.